This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris sought to assure poor and threatened populations of Latin America that the United States has the capacity to give people a sense of hope in the region so they can make better lives without fleeing to the U.S. border. During a news conference after meeting with the Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Vice President Harris was asked why she said the U.S. would offer hope to would-be migrants, but she also told them not to come.
What is happening in terms of the experience of people who are fleeing their home country, traveling through the entire country of Mexico to come to our border, it can be a very treacherous and dangerous trek. And I don't take that lightly.
And Harris engaged in 2 days of diplomacy in Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to stem the flow of people into the U.S. She met with Guatemala and Mexico's presidents to discuss economic investments and increase enforcement against trafficking, smuggling, and corruption. The online world received a lesson on how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the internet after dozens of websites went down briefly around the world Tuesday. That includes CNN, the New York Times, and Britain's government homepage after an outage at the cloud computing service Fastly, illustrating how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the internet. The sites that could not be reached also included some Amazon pages, Financial Times, Reddit, Twitch, and The Guardian. Retko, the military chief known as the Butcher Bosnia for orchestrating genocide.